पहुँचना ना भूलियो चेंकूजी सेकेंडरी स्कूल 1370 विलियम्स पार्कवे ईस्ट ब्रैम्पटन। सब तो बड़ी गल है, इसकी कोई टिकट नहीं है, एंट्री विद पास ओनली। वधेरे जानकारी ले कॉल करो मेजर सिंह चक साबू 519-577-5577 519-577-5577।
Assalamualaikum, how are you today? I hope you're doing well.
Stick around to be inspired.
Welcome listeners to another edition of A Muslim's Perspective. Today our selection from the Quran is from the entire chapter 103 of the Quran, Surat Al-Asr. Let's listen in as it's recited. Seems that I have to do this live. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Walas innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilus solihat wa tawasaw bil haqq wa tawasaw bis sabr. It simply states it's one of the shortest surahs in the Quran, and it says, by time, man is in a state of loss except those who believe and do good works and encourage each other with patience and perseverance. On the line, we have Ustad Faisal Baksh, who is going to interpret some of these verses for us. Assalamu alaikum, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ustad, may I remind our listeners something of yourself. Ustad has a lifelong history of teaching and coaching Muslims in the theology and practice of Islam. He is also a licensed family counselor, assisting in resolving spousal issues and helping parents navigate raising children in the society. Please, Ustad, give us some expanded view of this verses.
Certainly. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I begin in the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. These are three very powerful and essentially life-altering verses here recited. Just to indicate the importance and gravity of these verses, in one of the narrations of hadith, in the hadith literature, mention is made that whenever two of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, would meet, they would not part company from each other until one recited this short passage to the other, which is indeed indicative of a reminder to one another of the teaching and the lessons included therein. One of the great Muslim minds of our history, Imam Shafi'i, radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, he mentioned in commenting on this surah that if people thought about this chapter of the Quran carefully, it would be adequate and sufficient for their guidance. So essentially these three verses outline a complete way of human life based on the worldview of Islam. So let's take a look at each of the content that is included here, and to spend some time briefly reflecting. So God Almighty starts off by swearing an oath of the passing of time. So even though it's translated as time, essentially what it is the passing of time, the passage of time. And this oath that God Almighty swears by, whenever there's a pattern in the Quran that whenever God Almighty swears by something, he calls to your attention, that's first of all. And secondly, the following messages that are therein is to call your attention to those messages as well. And so it indicates that man, with the passing of time, or the passage of time, man is in a state of loss. Except, so there is an exception, by four characteristics, four qualities. And as I mentioned, these four will dictate and indicate what a paradigm of life, a paradigm of living. And a very, it's important and critical, but it's also at a certain level very basic. What are those four qualities? One, it's faith. And we'll come back to this shortly. The second, let me just list them. It's the performance and the pursuit of good deeds, righteous deeds, as dictated by divine guidance. Third, it's advising each other towards the truth, towards that which is true. And four, advising and counseling each other towards patience and perseverance. And more or less, these four items, these four characteristics, these four qualities, are the only path of salvation in this world and the next. And so, we see there is a two-part system here. The first two relates to man's own individual betterment, and the second two relate to helping and supporting each other in divine guidance and reformation. So let's position this in a way that it helps us to navigate it. So all of life's events, all of actions in this world, all our lives, these take place within time. And this time quickly passes on, diminishes. And so if we look at the concept of time, man will lose his capital if man is not focused on these four qualities and characteristics mentioned. So it's like almost like a business opportunity. So one trades time for that which are of great importance and impactful for this life and the next. So we have this idea that this time that we have, this capital that God has given to each human being, is slowly diminishing. And as we know, I mean, it's by observation that this time given to us, if not invested in a way that is useful and beneficial, it can be just, as God Almighty says, be in a state of loss. And so when we look at these first two, the first 2 points, faith and righteous deeds, these are connected to man's moral, spiritual growth and development. And what is faith? Faith here is a belief, a conviction in the divine, the existence of a divine being, God Almighty. And from this emanates a number of substantial beliefs as well. And beliefs in messengers, belief in prophets, belief in angels, belief in divine revelations. So it encapsulates all of the following, which means ultimately divine guidance. So not only do we believe in the existence of a divine being, but also that we are a created being sent into this world here to worship, to do good, to, after believing, of course, and then doing so according to divine guidance, not according to the whims and fancies of people, which is important to understand, because in confusing times, when anything and everything goes, when the loudest person in the room dictates and try to indicate what what is good and what is not good, it leads one to sort of wander into the unknown. In actual fact, when we believe, we accept that God Almighty, over the history of human beings, sent divine emissaries, prophets and messengers. The last of such, so we have Noah, we have Moses, we have Jesus, we have Abraham, and so on and so forth. Then finally, in the finality of it all, is the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them all. And as a result, we need to pursue the divine guidance according to how he explained and exemplified it. And that's the faith part of it. Combined with the following that which is righteous deeds, doing good deeds. So we see it's not only faith, but in pursuit of faith, but the manifestation of the faith is in divine guidance, and we follow according to what is dictated to us by this divine guidance. And those are righteous deeds. Now, those two are to elevate humanity. Now, I should have mentioned that another meaning is understood with the passage of time. And this is very important from a lesson standpoint, and that is, God Almighty, over a period of time, we see the rise and fall of civilization. So today, as in the past, the period of Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, where the civilization at that time was at its peak, and God Almighty eventually, a disbelieving nation, went into destruction, right? Where God Almighty in the Quran mentions that Moses, with the Bani Israel, with the children of Israel, crossed the Red Sea, miraculously, a great miracle indeed, and then drowned Pharaoh and his army. So, when we look at this, we see that God Almighty is in charge, and there's great lesson for us to learn. And this is just one example. There are multiple examples. So civilizations sometimes appear at their peak only to fall. And so it is some degree of consolation when we see a power-hungry, greedy, consumerist civilization that is dictating immorally, what is taking place today, and the billionaires club and the Epstein class and all these people immorally leading humanity into the path of destruction. For us, we understand that that's only for a period of time. And so the passage of time teaches us these lessons. Don't panic. God Almighty is still in charge. So I thought that that's another meaning of the passage of time as well, while us man is in a state of loss. Coming back to the four qualities, the four characteristics. So the first two are understood to be almost like individually assigned, so that we pursue faith with conviction, with correct belief, with believing in divine oneness of God Almighty. And then what results from that? Righteous actions. Now, the second two are to do with a communal sort of an obligation, where because we understand faith, because we understand what good deeds and righteous deeds are, we give advice. And the word here for watawasaw bil haqq in the Arabic, it indicates a very strong encouragement towards truth, towards that which is true, right? Meaning towards the belief in a divine being that is one. To believe with conviction the messengership of all the prophets, concluding in the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them all. So it is one understanding is enjoining the correct faith. And what constitute good deeds, this is the first part, watawasaw bil haqq. So the truth here is enjoining correct and good faith, and what constitute good deeds. And so because we realize man is in a state of weakness, and created with impetuous behavior, this is a quality that we encourage one another towards this. And so, as I said, the Arabic word indicate a very not poor, you know, encouragement, but rather good encouragement, strong encouragement. And because we're in this condition of human frailty, we need this encouragement. And that's the first part. The second advice is watawasaw bilhaq, watawasaw bisabr. And towards patience and fortitude is to encourage one another to abstain from that which is disobedient and evil, that which is sinful. And so this idea of the communal responsibility is building a society that is nurtured on correct faith, correct actions, and one that constitutes being patient, being full of resiliency and fortitude, because life is as such that we sometimes need help to navigate trials and tribulations, sickness, loss, and so on and so forth. And so God Almighty is giving us this paradigm, and it's no wonder that Imam Shafi, the great brilliant scholar of our religion, that he said that this is enough for our worldly guidance that has an impact and a benefit both in this life and the next life. And so I've touched on it very briefly, but obviously there's a lot more inherent in the meaning of why the companions used to recite this as a reminder, as an encouragement towards each other. They would not depart until they recited this chapter. And I remember growing up as a teenager, our teacher always encouraged us, don't leave the gathering until everybody recites this collectively, meaning the importance of and the impact of these three short verses into constituting a very directly focused way of living. And really, in this day and age, with what all we're surrounded by, we need to restore these very basic but fundamental teachings, and so that we can have a world that is more peaceful, that is tolerant, that is removes all forms of prejudices and hate and discrimination and oppression and tyranny. We need to just restore balance back to life through these simple but fundamental teachings. And may God Almighty help us to be among the people who will strive towards doing this. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa assalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Ustaz, may Allah continue to grant you good health and protect and preserve you. Until next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Ameen, inshallah. Thank you. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
You could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted, 'cause I know that one day, suddenly, this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you. Thank you enough, forgive me. your love. Now I pray for that day when all this stops and comes to an end. So my last wish is for you to be pleased with me.
Maher Zain, as he sings, Guide Me All the Way. Let's take a reflective view of time. Dear listeners, today we reflect on one of the greatest gifts God has given all of humanity, and that is time. Unlike wealth, health, or status, time is one resource distributed to every human being, kings and laborers, scholars and students, rich and poor. All receive the same 24 hours in a day. Yet what distinguishes people is how they use those hours. The Quran and Hadith treat time not merely as passing moments, but as a sacred trust, a witness over our deeds, a pathway either to salvation or regret. God Himself swears by time in the Quran, demonstrating its immense importance, as we saw in the explanation of Surah Al-As, when God says, by time, indeed humanity is in loss except those who believe, perform righteous deeds, encourage truth, and encourage patience. That's chapter 103 of the Quran. This brief surah or chapter is among the most profound chapters in the Quran. Imam Shafi, as Ustad explained earlier, famously said that if people reflected deeply on this surah alone, it would be sufficient for their guidance. Notice what God swears by time. In the Quran, when God swears by something in creation, it indicates its greatness and significance. Time is not meaningless. Every passing hour is carrying part of our lives away. The chapter then tells us that humanity is in loss, not some people, but humanity in general. Why? Because life is slipping away minute by minute. The only people saved from this loss are those who fill their time with faith, righteous action, truth and patience. Islam therefore teaches that time is not to be killed, wasted or ignored. It is to be invested. the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of God be with him, reinforced this understanding in a powerful hadith or saying narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas. There are two blessings which many people waste, health and free time, as recorded in Sahih al-Bukhari. How relevant this hadith is today. We live in an age of endless distraction. Scrolling, binge watching, constant entertainment, and digital noise. Hours disappear without reflection. Yet the Prophet, peace and blessings of God be with him, warned us that free time is a blessing many squander. Another hadith or saying of the Prophet says, gives even stronger imagery. The Prophet, peace and blessings of God, said, take advantage of five before five. Your youth before old age. Your health before sickness. Your wealth before poverty. Your free time before busyness. Your life before death. Islam teaches urgency, not panic, but awareness. Life is temporary. Opportunities do not remain forever. A healthy body today may weaken tomorrow. Youth eventually fades. Energy declines. Therefore, believers are encouraged to use their strongest years in worship, service, learning, and goodness. The Quran repeatedly reminds humanity that worldly life itself is temporary. God says in Surah Al-Hadid, chapter 57, verse 20 of the Quran, know that the life of this world is only play, amusement, adornment, boasting among yourselves, and competition in wealth and children. The verse does not say worldly life is evil. Rather, it warns against becoming consumed by temporary distractions while forgetting eternity. Islam balances this world, the dunya, and the akhirah, the next world. Time should be used productively, but productivity in Islam is broader than worldly achievement alone. Raising a family, helping neighbors, earning permitted income, studying beneficial knowledge, remembering God, serving humanity, all become acts of worship when done sincerely. One remarkable feature of the Quran is how God draws attention to different moments of time. God swears by the dawn in chapter 89, verse 1, by the dawn. He swears by the morning brightness, chapter 93, verse 1, by the morning brightness. And by the night as it covers, by the night when it covers in chapter 92, verse 1. These verses teach believers mindfulness of the rhythms of life. Islam structures a Muslim's entire day around sacred time. The five daily prayers divide the day spiritually. Fajr at dawn, Dhuhr at midday, Asr in the afternoon, Maghrib at sunset, and Isha at night. Prayer transforms time from ordinary routine into remembrance of God. The Prophet, peace and blessings of God be with him, also taught that certain times are especially blessed. For example, the early morning carries barakah or blessing, divine blessings. The Prophet, peace and blessings of God be with him, prayed, O God, bless my nation in its early mornings. This is why many scholars and righteous people value the hours after Fajr for study, work, worship and reflection. Likewise, certain seasons of time are spiritually elevated. Ramadan, the first 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, which we just completed, Laylatul Qadr in the month of Ramadan, Fridays. Islam teaches that not all moments are equal. Sometimes carry extraordinary opportunities for forgiveness and reward. Yet the Quran also warns about regret concerning wasted time. God describes people on the Day of Judgment crying out, My Lord, send me back so I may do righteousness in what I left behind. The Quran, chapter 23, verse 99 and 100. But there will be no return Another verse says, and warn them of the day of regret. Chapter 19, verse 39. The greatest regret on that day will not be lost wealth or status. It will be wasted lives and neglected opportunities to do good. Even old age itself is described in the Quran as a reminder about time. God says, did we not give you long enough life so that whoever would reflect could reflect? Quran chapter 35 verse 37. Length of life is itself evidence and opportunity. Every birthday, every gray hair, every passing Ramadan is a reminder that our journey is moving toward God. At the same time, Islam does not teach believers to become obsessed with the future while neglecting the present. The Prophet, peace and blessings of God be with him, encouraged balance and hope. He said, if the final hour comes while one of you has a seedling in his hand, let him plant it. What a profound teaching. Even at the end of the world, Islam encourages meaningful action, hope and contribution. The believer therefore values time, because time is life itself. Every prayer prayed on time, every kind word, every act of charity, every moment of patience, every page of Quran recited, these become eternal investments. And every wasted opportunity reminds us that life is fragile and temporary. Perhaps this is why one righteous scholar said, I have never regretted anything more than a day that passed in which my life span decreased by good deeds, but my good deeds did not increase. May God help us value our time, fill our days with beneficial deeds, and make our moments witnesses for us and not against us. May He bless our mornings with divine blessings, our evenings with gratitude, and our lives with purpose. And may our final moments be among the best moments of our lives. Let's listen to Dawood Wamsi Ali as he sings, Dear God.
The universe, and so we'll live on when it ends. But everyone I know admits they've never seen your face. They are not sure where you live and have no map to the place. I thought perhaps a letter or a postcard could be mailed. Since I didn't have your address, that idea kind of failed. My mum told me that I can talk to you if I just pray. So God, well, here I am, no, I'm not sure just what to say. She said I'd never see you, but she said you're always there. You're never fast asleep, and somehow you're always aware. She said that you'd remember me if I remember you. Said you'd always help me if I ever asked you to. I am just one child you made out of millions, I would guess. I try my best, but sometimes even that turns out a mess. So I'd like you to help me with the stuff that I find tough, like feeling sad and lonely, or like I'm not good enough. I'd gladly pay the debt, somehow give something back to you. But since you're Lord of everything, there's not much I could do. The only things that come to mind to make this all seem fair are to thank you and remember that you are always there. Dear God, I've heard your name from teachers, family, and friends. You made the universe, and so we'll live on when it ends. The only things that come to mind to make this all seem fair are to thank you and remember that you are always there.
Dawood Wamsi Ali as he sings, Dear God. Listeners, one of the most profound questions each one of us as human beings must answer is this: why am I here? In a world often in a world that often measures success by wealth, status, influence, or recognition, the Quran invites us to view life through a different lens. It teaches us that our purpose is not merely to exist, accumulate, and consume. Rather, our purpose is to know God, worship Him, and serve His creation with sincerity. God says in the Quran, "And I did not create jinn and mankind except that they worship me." Chapter 51, verse 56. Worship in Islam is far broader than prayer and fasting alone. Every action done sincerely for God's pleasure can become an act of worship. Teaching a child, caring for parents, helping a neighbor, feeding the hungry, comforting the distressed, building institutions that benefit society, all of these can be acts of worship when rooted in sincere intention. This is why Islam places such a high value on service. The Prophet, peace and blessings of God be with him, said, "The most beloved people to God are those who are most beneficial to people." Notice that the Prophet, peace and blessings of God be with him, did not say, "The most beloved are necessarily the wealthiest, the most famous, or the most powerful." Rather, they are those whose lives bring benefit to others. A purposeful life is therefore not centered on the question, "What can I get?" but rather, "How can I contribute?" Every one of us has been given gifts by God. Some have knowledge, some have wealth, some have influence, some have time, some have compassion, some have organizational skills. Some possess the simple ability to listen and encourage. The question is not whether we have been given something. The question is whether we will use what we have been given in service of something greater than ourselves. God reminds us, "Then you will surely be asked that day about the blessings." Quran chapter 102, verse 8. Our talents, opportunities, health, and resources are trusts. One day we will be asked how we use them. But service alone is not enough. Islam places equal emphasis on sincerity. The Prophet, peace and blessings of God be with him, taught, "Actions are judged by intentions, and every person shall have only what he intended." Two people may perform the same action. One may build a school seeking God's pleasure. Another build a school seeking praise and recognition. The outward action appears identical, but before God they are vastly different. Sincerity transforms ordinary actions into extraordinary acts of worship. This is one of the greatest challenges of our age. We live in a culture that often encourages people to be seen doing good, rather than simply doing good. Recognition can become more important than service itself. The believer continually asks, "Would I still do this if nobody knew? Would I still serve if nobody thanked me? Would I still help if I received no recognition?" When the answer is yes, sincerity is growing. The Quran beautifully describes those who serve others purely for God's sake. "We feed you only for the countenance of God. We desire from you neither reward nor thanks." Quran chapter 76 verse 9. Imagine the freedom in such a mindset. You serve because God sees. You give because God knows. You help because God rewards. Human appreciation becomes welcome, but not necessary. This understanding also protects us from discouragement. Sometimes we work hard and see little results. Sometimes our efforts go unnoticed. Sometimes those we help fail to appreciate what was done for them. Yet the believer remembers, that success is not measured solely by outcomes. Success is measured by faithfulness, sincerity, and effort. The Prophet, peace and blessings of God be with him, spent years calling people to truth while facing rejection, ridicule, hardship. Yet he remained steadfast because his mission was not dependent upon applause. His purpose came from God. Likewise, every believer can choose a purposeful life, regardless of occupation or circumstances. A parent raising righteous children is living a life of purpose. A teacher shaping young minds is living a life of purpose. A volunteer helping the vulnerable is living a life of purpose. A business person conducting affairs honestly and supporting worthy causes is living a life of purpose. A student pursuing beneficial knowledge is living a life of purpose. Purpose is not found only in grand achievements. Often it is found in consistent acts of service performed sincerely over a lifetime. As we reflect on the passing of time, we should remember that one day our careers, titles, possessions, and public recognition will be left behind. What will remain are the deeds done sincerely for God and the positive impact we had on His creation. The Prophet, peace and blessings of God, said, "When a person dies, his deeds come to an end, except for three ongoing charity, beneficial knowledge, or a righteous child who prays for him." These are all forms of service that continue beyond one's lifetime. What a beautiful aspiration to live in such a way that our service continues to benefit others long after we are gone. May God make us people of purpose. May He grant us sincerity in our intentions, excellence in our service, and humility in our deeds. May He allow us to spend our time in ways that benefit humanity and earn His pleasure. And may He make our lives a source of goodness for others and our legacy one of faith, service, and sincerity. Ameen.
The dunya is not my home. Ya Rabbi, call me home. I'm a stranger in this land, just passing by the days. The glitter of the dunya blinds in so many ways. Its lights will fade away, its promises are lies. My soul is yearning for the truth beyond the skies. Yeah, keep my gaze fixed on the lasting prize. This fleeting world won't hold me, no matter how it tries. The dunya, peace upon the light. The dunya is not my home. They build their castles high, but sand will wash them down. I build my hopes in deeds that the righteous crown. Every breath a test, every trial a door, to the Akhirah's beauty forevermore. Ya Rahman, guide my steps through this temporary storm. Make my Akhira my home, safe and warm. The dunya is not my home, it's just a bridge to cross. The dunya is not my home, my heart belongs to you, Ya Rab al Nas. Jannah calls me softly in the quiet of the night. The dunya is not my home, sallallahu ala Muhammad, peace upon the light. what holds me back. So what cool in your plan? No turning from the track. The grave is near, the reckoning draws close. In your mercy I find peace. That's where my hope reposes. The dunya is not my home.
Unite together, for justice in Palestine. No matter your faith or community, this is a crime against humanity. Guards are turned into a prison camp. Apartheid war divides the West Bank.
We are the people and this is our time. Stand up.
When I did, I could hear bombs in my dreams. Nightmare situation. How could they be so evil? Making murders out of children and innocent people. We expect the bombs, not knowing where next. Huddling the corner of my room, trying to protect my little brother. As the building shakes like it's possessed, but nothing stronger than the will of the oppressed. I bomb back with my lyrics and rhymes. Living the times, trying to break the Palestinian mind. What's hiding in the clouds hanging over my head? My dad risks his life outside to buy bread. The fourth war in my 12th year. At this stage, I'm numb, though I haven't feel scared. There's nothing I can do in this case to stay safe. I'm brave, even though this house could be in my grave. I want freedom for the population. 2 million prisoners living in this location. Shouting at the wall, but nothing is ever changing. That's life under an occupation. I want freedom for the population. 2 million prisoners living in this location. Shouting at the wall, but nothing is ever changing. That's life under an occupation. Mothers mourn, frightened with grief. White sheets covered by his death. Lie on the streets, buildings turn to ash, but my mind is made of steel. So it doesn't take much for me to heal. Won't lose the will to live or lose our minds. My auntie lost her home, so she lost her life. But she's still alive, but traumatized by the bombs that flew in and dropped that night. My sister couldn't sleep, tried to stop her cries. I said it was fireworks, I was telling her lies. Where's the compassion? This is heartless. It's like they want us all living in darkness. Cutting off water and electricity for hours. They're knocking towers, but that's not knocking the power that I have in my pen. When I'm writing, I'm unstoppable. The microphone is the only escape possible, cause that's the way that I can speak my mind. I wonder how does the fighter pilot sleep at night, knowing he can turn the city upside down all of a sudden. Slaughtering families with the push of a button. I want freedom for the population. 2 million prisoners living in this location. Shouting at the wall, but nothing is ever changing. Death, life under an occupation. I want freedom for the population. 2 million prisoners living in this location. Shouting at the wall, but nothing is ever changing. Death, life under an occupation.
That's it for today's program, listeners. Until next week, peace out. I leave you with Muhyiddin Chishti's last words, as read by Sheikh Hamza Yusuf.
The the greatest saints of our history was a great saint named Mu'inuddin Chisti. And the last talk that he gave to his students is how I'd like to talk to you, because I don't think I could do anything better than Mu'inuddin Chisti. He said to his students as he was departing the world, "Love all and hate none. Mere talk of peace will avail you not. Mere talk of God and religion will not take you far. Bring out all the latent powers of your being and reveal the full magnificence of your immortal self. Be overflowing with peace and joy and scatter them wherever you go, wherever you are. Be a blazing fire of truth, be a beauteous blossom of love, and be a soothing balm of peace. With your spiritual light, dispel the darkness of ignorance. Dissolve the clouds of discord and war, and spread goodwill, peace, and harmony among the people. Never seek any help, charity, or favors from anybody except God. Do not go to the courts of kings, but never refuse to bless and help the needy and the poor, the widow and the orphan, if they come to your door. This is your mission, to serve the people. Carry it out dutifully and courageously, so that I, as your teacher, will not be ashamed of any shortcomings on your part before Almighty God and our blessed predecessors in this silsila on the Day of Judgment." Alhamdulillah.
You are listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
Truck servicing kitte vich Ontario da Mohrina Quick Truck Lube. Tusi ik truck chalone ja fleet hegi je. Tuhada time value rakhda. Appointment bhi lod nahi. First come, first served. State of the art facility. Trained technicians rahi. Best high grade oils, filters, engine di jaan badaunde. Hor ki chahida. In location to tuhadi seva karde. QTL. Exit 268 Highway 401 Cambridge. Exit 579 Highway 401 Napanee. Exit 5 QEW Fort Erie. Service or quality vich sab to parmukh na. QTL 519-622-0660. Jo aave so razi jaave.
ਕੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੈਡਿੰਗ ਰਿਸੈਪਸ਼ਨ ਬਰਥਡੇ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸਿਟੀ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤ ਹਾਲ ਲੱਭ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ? ਆਓ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੀਡੈਂਟ ਕਨਵੈਨਸ਼ਨ ਸੈਂਟਰ, ਨਵਾਂ ਔਰ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤ। ਦੋ ਵੱਡੇ ਹਾਲ, 100 ਤੋਂ 600 ਤੱਕ ਮਹਿਮਾਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਗੁੰਜਾਇਸ਼, ਵੱਡੀ ਆਸਾਨ ਪਾਰਕਿੰਗ, ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਖਾਸ ਗੱਲ ਸਵੀਟ ਨਹਿਰ ਦਾ ਲਜ਼ੀਜ਼ ਖਾਣਾ, ਤਾਜ਼ਾ ਖਾਣਾ। ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਤਕਰੀਬ ਨੂੰ ਚਾਰ ਚੰਦ ਲਗਾ ਦੇਵੇਗਾ। ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਮੌਕੇ ਦੀ ਫੰਕਸ਼ਨ ਦੀ ਬੁਕਿੰਗ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੀਡੈਂਟ ਕਨਵੈਨਸ਼ਨ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਦੇ ਸੁੱਖਾ ਜੀ, 416-736-6820, 416-736-6820।
ਇੰਨਾ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ, ਹੁਣ ਅਪਲਾਈਂਸਿਸ ਵੀ ਸਟੇਨਲੈਸ ਸਟੀਲ ਦੇ ਹੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੇ।
ਹਾਂਜੀ, ਸਟੇਨਲੈਸ ਸਟੀਲ ਦੇ ਅਪਲਾਈਂਸਿਸ ਮਿਲਣਗੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਟੀਵੀ ਐਂਡ ਅਪਲਾਈਂਸਿਸ ਤੇ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਫ੍ਰਿਜ, ਸਟੋਵ, ਡਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ਼ਰ, 3-ਪੀਸ ਕਿਚਨ ਬੰਡਲ, ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਫਰੰਟ ਲੋਡ ਵਾਸ਼ਰ ਐਂਡ ਡਰਾਇਰ, ਐਨਰਜੀ ਸੇਵਰ, ਐਨਰਜੀ ਸਟਾਰ, ਤੇ ਟੀਵੀ ਸੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੋਨੀ, ਸੈਮਸੰਗ, ਪੈਨਾਸੋਨਿਕ, ਸ਼ਾਰਪ, ਹਰ ਸਾਈਜ਼ ਤੇ ਹਰ ਬ੍ਰਾਂਡ ਦਾ ਟੀਵੀ ਵਿਦ ਲੋਐਸਟ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸਿਸ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਟਾਊਨ, ਸਿਰਫ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਟੀਵੀ ਐਂਡ ਅਪਲਾਈਂਸਿਸ ਤੇ। ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਟੀਵੀ ਐਂਡ ਅਪਲਾਈਂਸਿਸ, 801 Bowie Drive West, Brampton, ya call karo 905-450-2828, 905-450-2828.
ट्रक ड्राइवर भाइयों, अब यूएस और कनाडा में अनलिमिटेड डाटा, वीवो टेलीकम्युनिकेशंस के साथ फुल स्पीड, नो रुकावट। सफर बिजनेस का हो या शौक का, वर्ल्ड वाइड ही सिम डाटा प्लान के साथ इंटरनेट हमेशा रेडी। ट्रैवल कर रहे हो इंडिया, पाकिस्तान या हज या उम्रे के लिए, वीवो टेल के साथ हमेशा रहो ऑनलाइन, दूर दराज इलाका कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं। घर हो या केबिन, वीवो टेल की हाई स्पीड इंटरनेट चलती है।
मौजूद खवातीन हजरात, अस्सलाम वालेकुम। आपकी मोहब्बतों और चाहतों के साथ लियाकत नवाज मलिक और यूनुस हमदम भूली बिसरी यादें लेकर हाजिर खिदमत हैं।
तो
ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੋਣ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਾਬਾਦ ਮੇਲਾ 30 ਮਈ ਦਿਨ ਸ਼ਨੀਵਾਰ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਰਹੇ